It's upgrade days at all Audio Express locations.
And you know what that means.
You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound or add that bass or backup camera you've always wanted
at the lowest prices of the year.
If you're less than impressed with your vehicle's sound quality or features, then Audio Express's upgrade days are for you.
Upgrade your car stereo with select Kenwood, Alpine, or JVC head units loaded with tons of features.
Like USB, smartphone connection, and hands-free Bluetooth.
Starting as low as $129.
And receive 50% off select speakers.
If your system needs a little more bass,
take advantage of our buy one, get one free woofers starting at just $99 from top brands like Alpine, Kenwood, and Kicker.
Upgrade to an in-dash touchscreen head unit starting as low as $199.
And receive a free backup camera.
Save big during Audio Express's annual Upgrade Day Spectacular.
See our ad in the Riverfront Times and check out AudioExpress.com for special web-only coupons on the location near nearest you.
Give me that daddy butter. Give me that daddy butter. Give me that daddy butter. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that daddy butter. Give me that.
Now I didn't really go into the studio to cut this.
You did not. You didn't go into the lab.
No, most of it was taken completely out of context.
That's valid. It's pretty pristine audio.
It is. This is Danny in the IT department who crafted this remix.
That right?
Yeah, I think he's playing at Hackison this weekend. Charlie, you go there, don't you?
I actually went twice last time I was in LV.
When are you going back out there?
It's been a once-a-year thing during March.
Oh, I go out there for I'm trying to go out there for 2 weeks in May. Please be in town so I can go.
I will be.
But
it's a ratings month. I got to be here.
It's nice. Oh, Doug, it's my favorite. Right now my synapses are firing.
Because it's because of the ratings month thing.
Yes, I get locked in.
Well, you would really get excited during sweeps.
Pieces. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Why do they call it sweeps?
Well, Charlie didn't call it that.
I know. But
I said ratings.
I don't care for the name of sweeps.
I don't like when people say, we're in the book.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
We're in the ratings book.
We don't
keep
a book anymore.
Doug, we're giving away four tickets here to the WWE Raw show on 5-2. That's also known as May 2nd to you, Russ. Courtesy of Joe Roderick of the U.S. Bank Afternoon Drive. So the emails should be outstanding for our email today. Just joined by comedian Greg Warren here in studio. He will be at the Westport Funny Bone. You can check that out at stlouisfunnybone.com. And also Kelly Chase, Matthew Barnaby. If you missed anything here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So Greg performing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Charlie and I, and I guess Martin, will be at Bill Maher's show on Sunsbin. Doug will not be there.
No, flaming liberal. No, I won't be there. No.
I think you can find conservatives funny. I find Ted Cruz to be hilarious, actually.
Mm, yeah.
I think, and I've talked to many people who are Republicans or conservatives who, when they hear the name Bill Maher, they do think just the most liberal person possible. Mm-hmm. And then they watch the show, which is one of my favorite shows. And I think even if you're on the other side of the aisle, I think you'd think he's funny. I think New Rules is one of the best segments on TV. And I think you'd find out he's not as liberal as you think. He's pretty reasonable.
He's libertarian on social issues.
Yes.
Liberal on fiscal. But he's actually on the opposing side of liberals right now as far as saying the term radical Islam. And that's something that's become a big focal point. And he gets ornery with the audience, so we're going to get yelled at on Sunday night, Charlie. Doug, you wouldn't do you don't like getting yelled at. You don't like being told what to do.
No, I don't, especially if I pay.
Yeah. But I think we're going to get yelled at.
Watching his show, just knowing and seeing what's happened over the last year or so with the Charlie Hebdo thing, I've actually thought that somebody might go after Bill Maher because with the way that some of these Muslim groups will go after people that criticize them. You know, whether it's on TV or radio or in print. Like, I wonder sometimes if people will...
And he has Salman Rushdie on as a regular on the panel, and so they have... There'd be two birds right there.
Yeah.
So that's this Sunday evening, and I'm looking forward to going to that. The forecast, beautiful this weekend in St. Louis, man. This is outstanding. Hopefully, people will be able to go out and celebrate a Blues victory tomorrow night. Game 6 at the United Center is a 7 o'clock start time, and ideally... The Blues will take care of business and set up what I think would be a Wednesday night game 1, most likely in Dallas. The Stars up 3-1 in that series. Predators and Ducks, if I'm not mistaken, all four road teams have won all four games. I should say the road teams have won all four games. That was horribly phrased.
It's okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to be hard on myself in the post-show meeting.
No.
And the Kings are fighting for their lives tonight in down 3-1 to the Sharks. There is your Western Conference update. Ningy Ningy eliminated Wingy Wingy, Doug. Ningy Ningy eliminated Wingy Wingy.
1-0 pitcher's duel.
That's right. That's what it was.
Ben Bishop. Bish, please.
I liked it.
They got t-shirts.
I liked it, boy.
They got t-shirts down there that say, Bish please.
How do you explain that when you're kids?
What did the Blues get for him when they traded him?
It's a good question, Tim.
Dusarov.
It didn't turn out to be a real good deal.
I think they got one of those Russian guys.
Did they?
Barnhart Brawler, that's your guy, is it not? Or is it Charlie's guy?
That's Charlie's guy. I think Charlie is closely aligned to that way of thinking.
First of all, he likes to kind of get in little fights with Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he is your guy.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything he said that I've said like he's my guy.
Well, he's not Doug's guy then.
No,
that's what we know. He just said, Doug, I could recommend you some people farther left than Bill Maher if you'd like.
I don't know. I'm sure there are some. Rachel Maddow for one. Al Sharpton might be one.
But the whole saying flaming liberal. I don't like that.
Well,
I'm saying
liberals do. They say, wait, we have freedom of speech, but you don't. As soon as you say something that I disagree with, I'm offended.
Again, see, you don't even know what I meant by what I just said. I'm talking about when you say flaming liberal or right wing. I just think too much in our speech, radio, TV, about politics, we just push everybody to the extremes. When I honestly think 80 or 85% or whatever of America is close to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of everybody having to be pushed to the extreme. Like, why can't you be 51% liberal and 49% conservative or vice versa? That's what I am, and I think that's what most of America is.
Nice, right there, the pounding the
fist. I think they are, too, but the political parties don't really want that. They want someone way to the right or way to the left.
But by you calling him even a flaming liberal, like, I really think if you watched his show on a regular basis, I don't think you would think he's a flaming liberal.
I've watched it several times. And it's clear that he's a liberal.
Well, yes.
Well, it was flaming. I don't know how you describe flaming. I just said that to bolster my cause.
I understand that. But he's a guy, like, all he talks about is climate change. He's a big pro-pot guy because he smokes pot himself. And what Tim said, he's been very critical of liberals recently for not saying, you know, Obama and Hillary Clinton and others for not saying radical Islamic terrorism. And he criticizes Obama all the time. He really does. For not doing what he said he would do when he entered office.
Mm-hmm.
Enter me.
Enter Sandman.
Oh, click that off.
Here we go again with this BS Kansas apologist attitude from Doug.
Kansas?
It's the same crap every year. It was the same crap last year and the same crap before.
Did you say Kansas apologist?
You don't know. You put on this front like you give a crap about us and Blues fans, but we can all see through it. All you are is some rich ass. That's all you are.
Rich? By whose standard would I be rich?
These new phone lines, I can barely hear.
We can barely hear you, too.
It sounds
You're way over-modulated.
Tin can?
Just unbelievable. I got it. I can't handle it. Charlie, you'll start. You know what will happen? It'll get my Irish up. I like that phrase, Doug. Got his Irish up.
Boy, if he saw my bank account just once, he would never call me rich again.
It's because John Vaughn's sucking all the blood out of you.
That's got something to do with it, yeah. And having a kid either at St. Louis U High or in college for like...
St. Louis U High is like $800 a year.
12 years in a row now? That hurts.
Are you paying all of it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, but some kids take out student loans.
Well, I'm saying that's what's sucked me dry.
You don't make him pay any of it?
In college? No, not the room and board.
Mm-mm. And he's at that Beta House. I was down in Columbia last week. That Beta House is like a country club, I tell you. It's what it is. It's beautiful.
My parents paid for me. I kind of feel like I ought to pay for my
I understand.
Tease Farm pays for us. Tease Farm inadvertently is paying for John Vaughn because they are a shrub sponsor. And they're the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. They are online at teasefarm.com. Tell them CBS Sports 920 sent you in for great discounts on your purchase. Tease Farm, seventh generation family-owned farm. Unlike the big box stores, they have experts that can show you how to develop your landscaping and garden and still save you money. Tease Farms, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, it's that time of the week where we kind of look back on the week that was with the Bertarelli Cutlery.
Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
So you finna bang other dudes?
No, it's not like that.
No, that's
like
that. Was before we did
well,
the pre-show.
That's kind of an inappropriate question,
I mean,
Tim.
But do you want to bang other dudes?
That's inappropriate.
I don't know what kind of question that is. I mean,
good one.
Meet. You'd
good
like
one.
To meet
yeah,
other
I'd
gentlemen.
Like to meet other. I mean, it's, I don't.
You know would like to be that. Courted by other gentlemen.
But Timberfake, would you like to meet other women?
Yeah, I mean, she's like my favorite girl right now. But I don't have a.
Do you have a stable?
I have more than plenty, put it that
wow.
way. If I need it.
How's she supposed to feel about that? Man.
Cut two.
Guys, there was lesbianism last night on the Kiss Cam. That's from the 618. Is that true?
Yeah, there was just a brief moment.
Are you serious?
A girl turned and she kissed her boyfriend and laughed and then turned and started to kiss her girlfriend.
And the camera cut away.
Did. Well, it was they had about had their time. It's always about 5 seconds.
Hey, let me ask you this. Were they hot?
Well, I couldn't really tell. You couldn't really tell who the.
In other words, you were focused on the boyfriend.
No, he was kind of odd.
Cut three.
You give out the number, and the guy says it's disconnected.
Could we experiment with that? Have one of the guys go out in front of the building and scream through the window here to see if we can take calls that way?
For the Plowhawk.
What's wrong with your phone line?
Well, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is new technology. Phones have just recently come into the American landscape.
So can someone call in on the number you gave them? Can't do it. So now we're trying to see if we can call that guy at his number.
We have to call people
and it
to
looks
get
like,
call.
And it looks like we're having issues doing that.
You can't call out either.
This is the Plowhawk. What is the situation?
I'm actually trying to figure out how the hell you call out.
We can't call out. What if there's a fire?
Cut four.
Why wouldn't you do it? Are you? Do you have another love interest at the moment?
I might.
Oh. We're breaking news
wow.
here today,
yes,
fellas.
Yes, we are. Yep. Send this to TMZ, Plowhawk.
So you're not going because you have a boyfriend
oh,
now.
You're going to put me on the spot here.
You have a boy, and he's sitting right next to you, and that's why you're giggling, isn't he? Yeah, see, we just...
Yep. Well done, Doug. It's like Mike Wallace and the Ayatollah. Mm-hmm.
What's his name and how did you kids meet?
Oh, boy. His name's Bobby.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Bobby
Tim,
Bestel.
Tim, tweet that out. That's breaking news.
All right, I'll
please
tweet,
tweet
out.
That out.
I think he's listening. You'd probably say hi to him right now.
Bobby, hello. How are you? Sorry about the fan page, guys. Getting on your ass.
Cut five.
Doug, let me hear you boo. I want to know
boo.
Your booing style.
Boo! Boo! Boo. Come on!
Why do you say, ah, come on?
Well, usually it's aimed at the zebra. Come on, zebra, give us some good markings.
Do the boo
ah,
thing.
Come on, boo!
Cut six.
Somebody said Bobby Bestel didn't start the fan page, but somebody else did, but that person has a non-compete.
A non-compete on fan pages?
That's what I asked. I said, who's it with? Is it Zuckerberg? What is there another fan page that said you have to sit out a year
before you start another one?
This is a real discussion. Everybody goes, oh, that's interesting. I go, it's not real. Does anybody know anything about non-competes? Does anybody know about this entity? It's not a company. It's a satellite page on Facebook.
Cut seven.
I mean, he's
her mom even loves me.
Well, yeah, he added my mom on Facebook, and now he's blowing her up on her.
No, her mom texts her and goes, man,
know.
That guy is effing hot.
Yeah, but
oh, for heaven's
like,
sake.
He goes out and parties, and then the next thing I know, I have 60 text messages, and my Facebook has 50 different love songs
it.
On it, and it's just
absolutely.
Like...
He only
from
knows
him.
How to live life one way, with passion.
Right, and he's tripping over signs. I don't know what he's doing half the time.
You don't believe the Mayor Slay sign story?
Well, she knows that's true.
Do you think you could find a better fella back
know.
In Sullivan?
No,
this
no,
was some raw-boned no. Hoosier boys down that way.
Yeah, I will never
reach Blackhawks tonight.
Town.
Game five, Blues with a chance to eliminate the Blackhawks, the defending cup champion.
I'll fight Andrew Shaw.
Perfect. Doug, there it is.
How many different
well
shows
done.
Were going on in that last cut?
See, I hadn't listened this week at all, and I feel like that really kind of put a bow
yeah.
on
you know,
what
yeah.
I needed to know.
Yep. Yeah, not real proud of it.
Yep. You should be.
Sometimes a conversation like that last 30 seconds, no one was listening. Everyone was talking about any number of different subjects.
Sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
I agree.
That's what's good about having three people, 3 hour show. Like nobody really wants to talk that much.
No.
So you know, Doug, you talk for a couple of minutes, then I, and then Tim, and we kind of go around. And then, like, when you guys are talking, I don't listen, and vice versa.
I don't enjoy talking, Chuck, which is why radio is not that good business for me.
Again, I am enjoying the show.
Thank you, Bass Burglar.
Doug, we redesigned Inside STL, and we did that with a couple of different companies, and one of those companies was Mascot. They specialize in web design, logo design, marketing and advertising, social media, SEO. You know what that is? Search engine optimization.
Okay.
And they're currently designing our new media kit. It's Mascot Agency, 314-650-9083. If your business or you yourself are looking to start up a business and need a website, need graphic design, I can recommend Mascot, 314-650-9083, 314-650-9083. Check them out. Check out some of their work at mascotagency.com. That's mascotagency.com. Info at mascotagency.com is how you can email them or call them. The phone number, 314-650-9083. We have our email of the day. Doug, the Blues traded Ben Bishop to the Senators
for
the 2013 second-round pick.
Yeah.
And that pick became, Doug,
Tommy
as you know.
Who did it come? Who?
I think it was a Canadian.
Probably so. Boy, that hurt.
Thomas Benili.
Polly Benili. Mm.
And Bishop has turned out to be one of the top netminders in the league. Although not that the Blues are hurting for goalies right now. It just hurts anytime you give up a guy who becomes an all-star caliber talent. Didn't
but
get
sometimes,
a lot more.
Don't you think sometimes, like would he have thrived here in
know.
The same way? You never know. Sometimes you need to change the scenery.
Well, if he'd been given a chance, I think they were stuck on Halak at that time.
But also look at Brian Elliott, a guy who was kind of that backup for most of his career, and all of a sudden he gets here, you get older, you get better, you get the right chance, and statistically he's one of the best goalies in the league now.
Right. Right. Well, if he was here now, Bishop would probably be on the bench. Gets to play, and now he's an all-star. He was the only guy who finished ahead of Elliott, I think, in save percentage or goals against average, one of the two.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah,
please
go ahead.
Do.
Sorry.
I finna sleep like the Dickens tonight. And I'm finna get wasted tomorrow.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
That's cool.
I don't know.
That is so cool.
Well, I thought the Blues game was during the day, but now it's at night.
Boy, and the fact that you're going to sleep, that is so cool.
I might sleep until 12:30 to 1 o'clock. I would set the over-under on when I get up at around 12:34.
I do that sometimes.
I can't wait.
Go to bed at like 3 a.m.?
I'll go to bed at midnight. If I make it to midnight tonight, it'll be an upset. Doug, the over-under on when I go to bed tonight, because I know you want to figure out where to bet.
I don't care.
11:14 to 12:34.
Well, I won't be home by then.
That's like what you do when you're like experiencing puberty, which I still have yet to do. So maybe I'll have a nice growth spurt at 30.
It'll happen.
I think so.
Maybe you'll take a shot to the pituitary gland.
Be nice.
And then you'll start growing again. You know, that happens awesome. Sometimes.
Be huge for me.
You know what? Even though we all wanted the Blues to win last night, to have another Saturday night event, pretty fun.
Cardinals Padres not going to do it for you?
Well, that starts at what? Probably about 9 o'clock?
That's right.
Yeah.
John Jay. What do you think about John Jay, Doug?
I went to John Jay University.
Well, I didn't go to that school. But
The Federalists. They're going to take on the Federalists.
Okay. Yeah, I hope John Jay gets to play all the time out there. He wasn't going to play much here, I don't think. So yeah, I'm happy for him. I haven't really followed closely what he's done. I think he's done all right. Okay. Cardinals need a Jed Jerko a little bit more.
Yeah. He's batting leadoff for them, John Jay, is a lot of times when I check that lineup.
He was a good player here. Underrated player here.
After 12th grade, I went straight to college, down with the Kings on the microphone checking.
Boy, that was cool as well.
You are cool.
Yes.
Am I really?
Yes.
I mean, the bar is pretty low if I'm a cool. Who's the coolest person at station?
Oh, at the station? Well, you, Tim.
No, I'm actually really asking.
Says...
I think it's me.
I think you're in the mix.
Who else?
For what I consider cool is happiness and fulfillment. And the Plowhawk is happy and fulfilled. Now, I realize the bar is awfully low, but it doesn't matter. He's happy and fulfilled, and for that, I'm envious. I tip my cap to you, Plowhawk.
Are you not, though? Are you not happy?
No, I know I really am, but I get stressed because of all the crap that I have to deal with. That's just the nature of the beast when you operate a business. But, it also allows us to travel, which is what I really like to do. But the Plowhawk, he doesn't care. He's got to work two jobs. He wants to work two jobs. He has to work until whatever time. He doesn't really have days off. It doesn't matter. Playing a 7-year-old video game on a Nintendo 64 puts him in a good place.
actually just won the EA Sports Invitational on Tiger. But I think it's the herb, Tim.
Maybe that's it, Doug. Maybe we'd be a lot cooler if we'd have started smoking out with the Plowhawk.
Yeah.
The Plowboy, though, he's just a really good person. You want to be around him. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to bring you down. He's from middle...
Positive energy, baby. He
middle Illinois,
energy.
Just good, solid values, likes to have fun, doesn't judge others, and I will always appreciate people like that.
So
unlike Doug.
So the Plowsy gets your vote as the coolest of the cool.
Plowsy is definitely one of my favorite people, not just at the station, but one of my favorite people I know. Huh. But also, what Tim said, I mean, it's the definition of cool. I guess that's what we have to decipher.
You're throwing a lot of hosannas at the feet of the Plowhawk.
I think have you ever met anybody that didn't like Plowboy?
No.
Yeah, really? Yeah, who the hell wouldn't like the Plowhawk?
Like, don't you think you have people in your life that even though they're your friends, they're kind of like frenemies, they're negative energy. I like to surround myself with positive people. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, if your friends or some of your family members even that, are they really on your side? I don't know. But, like, I like to surround myself.
You have some family strife.
Oh, but you know how it is. Like, you have people who, do they really want to see you succeed? Deep down, do they want, you know, them to do a little better? There's just a lot of jealousy in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Plowboy lives by that.
I wouldn't think he does.
He's super happy, man. That's what I'm saying. That's the name of the game. When it's all said and done, that's the name of the game. That's why I'm a Plowhawk man. But, Charlie, you're pretty cool, too, baby.
Well, so are you.
Hey,
and so are you, Doug.
Hey, man. Your fiance's fine.
She's
fine. Doug, you like
right?
that?
No,
she's fine.
I don't
like it.
She's cool as well.
She's cool and she's fine.
See?
Yeah, okay.
Doug, we got emails.
All right.
Emails. We got emails. We've got lots and lots of emails. And we're giving away a huge prize. 4 tickets to WWE Raw on May 2nd at the Sky Trade Center, courtesy of Joe Roderick.
That's a pretty good read. Not bad, Vin.
Good morning, fellas. Last week I saw a 250-pound, 65-year-old blind woman give her husband a lap dance at a Drury Inn. Have a good day. David, the Duke Ellington.
David, the Duke Ellington.
Sometimes the listeners just
Ellington.
Come by with anecdotes.
Drury Inn, I like that place. They're pet-friendly.
Hey, Doug, to continue the conversation yesterday about China's lady parts, I'm the one that took steroids. I'm the one that looks like a little ween. Thanks. That's from Cleet Horace.
Cleet Horace. He's new.
Like Cleet Boyer?
I remember so. Cleet Boyer, third baseman for the Yankees.
Dear Darren, this email is to confirm your 420 appointment at Arnold Tan and Wax. We have you down for one nipple hair waxing as well as a butt shrub landing strip carve session. Please advise. That's Tunnels 12,000.
He's particularly vile. Tunnels 12,000.
Guys, Plops here.
What does that mean, Tunnels 12,000? What does that mean?
Touch Tunnel? Isn't that one of the names from To Catch a Predator?
That's correct, Charlie.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. But why did that gentleman pick the name Tunnels 12,000?
What's the deal with 12,000?
Like when the guy was online, he calls himself a Latino man for you. You go, okay, it's a Latin guy who's interested in the person he's chatting with.
Right.
I get the name.
Sure.
Tunnels 12,000, I don't know.
No, I don't either.
I just wanted to come here and tell her to not do this. Why'd you bring condoms then?
I was going fishing. Right here you say you want anal. It's a question.
I just brought a bag of Twizzlers and condoms.
Guys, Plops here. When I think about God, I always picture Doug. Now, I'm not sure if it's because he has a body like Zeus or if it's because he's simply the oldest man I can think of. Just this morning, I called off from work again because I found my old Joan Osborne CD and I wanted a full day to just soak it all in and enjoy it. Tim, she sings, "What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us? Just a stranger on the bus? Pleasuring himself to pictures of Todd Bridges." That's not the line.
I think it's trying to make his way home.
You're right. Was that 92? 91?
92, 93, Doug.
I don't know the dates.
Ah, yes. One of us. Doug, enjoy your weekend and rest that weary old loin bag of yours, my little Zeusy. Misty Plops.
I love the term loin bag.
Plops. Plops.
It's Cucky the Dwarf, who's the Arnold Palmer to Misty Plops, Jack Nicklaus. TMA Starbucks edition. Dear Hawks caller who said chirping far too many times this morn. And Tim S. from the fan page, I'm going to make rough sex to each one of your dads right in front of you, and it's not going to be pretty. They'll probably fall in love. And after I finish triumphantly, and as you help your weeping father, he'll look you in the eyes and say, "Damn it, why?" and my stepdad will be there cheering me on like the St. Gabe seventh grade tourney. And as for the chirping fan who tried to fight the old lady, tough, tough, and more tough. You're extremely lucky the cops didn't beat the hell out of you like they did at the old barn, pal. The police used to keep Blackhawks fans separated in their basement cells because of the stench. They got tired of cleaning up the rump stew left behind.
Uh-huh.
And acting like you don't know who the great Chucky Marmo is? Ha, nice try, pal. Get bent. So to summarize, Starbucks, noon. Cucky, the Blackhawk-hating dwarf. P.S., Plowhawk, Run DMC, does have a hammer, if you know what I mean.
Mm-mm. I didn't care for the phrase rump stew.
That's the Cuckster?
Mm-hmm.
One of the best
Chucky,
in the business.
The dwarf.
What the world needs now. Stadiums where old people with opposing opinions are beaten. A radio show co-hosted by caller Adam, Big Al, and the Hoosier Hawk. Socialism. Beautiful women with Charlie's Paul Bunyan-esque feet. And other cool stuff.
Yes.
That's from Herb Utsmells.
Herb Utsmells. He's new.
Quick hits. I'm a Charlie Marlowe lemming, or Lolem, as we like to be called. But yeah. Please clip off that Hawks fan saying, I don't know who this guy is, but he's not funny. I'm talking to Doug now. Doug, this is a message.
Okay.
When used as carrier pigeons, a pigeon post message is written on thin, light paper and rolled into a small tube.
Sure.
Attached to the bird's leg. Mm-hmm. Pigeons can only go back to one mentally marked point that they have identified as home, so pigeon mail can only work when the sender is actually holding the receiver's pigeons. Like a homing pigeon, no matter how far away I get, I always return home to you, Doug. You complete me. R.I.P. Prince, let's go blues. Ta-ta, Jamie Moyers, Fancy Foyer.
Jamie Moyers, Fancy Foyer.
And we are running out of time, so I have one question for you. What you got? Who's going to WWE Raw?
I didn't like a lot of them today, but I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Dwarf, Cucky the Dwarf.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a great batch. I like the name Herb Utsmells, but I went with the Cuckster.
Yeah, Cucky got
is
my
that
vote
German?
Too.
Last name
it is. It actually is. Yeah, I think that was the East German before
Utsmells. Yeah. Probably with an umlaut on the U.
After the wall. Tom Newton. Congratulations, Cucky, the Blackhawk-hating dwarf. You have just shipped the email of the day. We have the Frank Cusimano Hollywood Casino Press Box coming up next. Love Frank's monologue. Anxious to hear his take on last night's festivities at the Scott Trade Center and the festivities to come tomorrow at the United Center. This is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano's award-winning radio program. If you want to listen to this program on FM, you can do so with Audio Express. It's upgrade days at all Audio Express locations. You know what that means. You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound or add that bass or backup camera you've always wanted at the lowest prices of the year. Doug, what song do you like to blast through your bass when you're riding around in your whip?
I don't have a lot of bass, Tim.
I do Too Short, I'm a Playa. That's what I do.
Well, that's, you know, that's cool.
I like Too Short, Getting It. Getting it while it getting is good.
What about this? Blow the Whistle.
That's a good one, too.
Blow the Whistle.
You guys got massive street cred.
Thank you very much. I'm from South St. Louis. So Frank's up next. That's Audio Express. Make sure you support the sponsors. Audio Express can hook you up here as you get the weather warm and you want to take care of your whip. Whip, 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 whip. Time for us to shut it down. Hate to do it, but we got to do it. Frank's up next. It's Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank. For Kyle. Kyle, this is your last day. I know you can't talk, but it's Kyle's last
just
day.
Do it. Last day. He can talk. Yeah. Last day.
You don't want to violate the omerta.
We're going to fire you now.
It's his last day. He's going on to a tech job. He's moving to Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Tell us how much you really hate Doug.
A job. Another great board op, Doug. Yeah. And we will miss him. He did a great job.
Yeah.
A pleasant sort, Kyle. And congratulations and best of luck, sir. You did a hell of a job for us. For Kyle, for the Plowboy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe filling in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.